One of the most popular practices, especially during this time of the year, that is the closing and the opening of a new year, is feng shui. It is a Chinese pseudoscience that claims to harmonize individuals with energies surrounding, and practitioners hope that by putting on certain outfit and making arrangement of furnitures, especially at the entry point, they can attract good energies and drive away bad energies and make their lives more fortunate for the coming year. And many times when they talk of good things, they mean finances and physical health and vigor. Now, Christians reject this practice and anything similar. Tinatanggi ng Kristiyano na maari nating manipulahin ang pagpapala ng Diyos. Hindi tayo naniniwala na sa pamagitan ng mga pormula, pag-aayos ng mga gamit, pagkakaroon ng mga partikular na kasuotan, ay maaakit natin ng Diyos para tayo pagpalain. Ang ganyang pag-iisip ay mas pagano kaysa Kristiyano. That is more pagan than Christian. And I hope no one here among us who profess to be believers will ever be practicing those superstitions and much less occult practices that try the supernatural in their own way. Why? Because, not because we believe in fatalism. The Christian attitude to the future is not what will be. Again, that is not a Christian attitude. But rather, the attitude of the Christian is confidence in God. And when we talk of confidence in God, what is always associated with that is our belief in the providence of God. Naniniwala tayo sa providensya ng Diyos. Walang bagay na kumikilos sa buhay, sa kalikasan man, o maging sa mga kalooban at kilos ng tao na nasa labas ng pamamahala ng Diyos. Nothing in life, whether of nature or even of human affairs, even their intentions and their actions are outside the governing control of God. That is what we believe concerning the providence of God. And so as we are drawing to a close this year 2018, it is only right that Christians should be reflecting on how they can learn lessons that the Lord has taught them through His providence. Ano bang mga pagkilos ng providensya ang nangyari sa iyong buhay ngayong taong 2018? At huwag nating sayangin, kundi matutunan natin ang mga dapat nating matutunan sa pagtatapos ng taong ito. And I'm using a twin of Psalms that teach us how to reflect on God's dealings with us, even in times that seem heavy upon us. And I'm talking of Psalm 42 and Psalm 43. Last week, we dealt with Psalm 42, and there we learned that a sense of God's absence creates a downcast spirit. If one has true spiritual concern, kung meron kang espiritual na alalahanin para sa iyong buhay, iisipin mo higit sa mga pananalapi, higit sa pangkalusugan, ang iyong isa sa alang-alang sa iyong panunuri ay ano na ang iyong katayuan sa iyong relasyon sa Diyos. At sana yan din ang iniisip natin sa panunuri natin ngayong magtatapos ang taon, ano ang iyong relasyon sa iyong Diyos sa matatapos na taon. Ihambing mo kung paano ka nagsimula ng taong 2018 at paano mo ito matatapos. And in Psalm 42, we see the psalmist expressing his downcast spirit. Downcast is the word he used. We probably will use more popular terms like depressed or feeling down, emotionally heavy. But whatever it is we describe our situation by, this is brought about by his sense of his distance from God, distance from worship, and even damage to his testimony as we saw last week. Now we will conclude that with the twin of this psalm, Psalm 43. I invite you to turn your Bibles to the 43rd psalm. It's a short psalm. We'll read the whole psalm. Psalm 43. Vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly people. From the deceitful and unjust man, deliver me. For you are the God in whom I take refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go about mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and I will praise you with a lyre, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Now that last verse, I'm sure you remember, occurs twice in the 42nd Psalm. And it is for that same refrain that scholars believe that these two Psalms, Psalm 42 and Psalm 43, originally were just one Psalm. And the fact that there is a title to Psalm 42, none in Psalm 43, and yet every other Psalm in the second section of the Psalms has a title, that means the title of Psalm 42 already includes Psalm 43. So we are bringing together these two Psalms. And last week, we looked at Psalm 42. Now here is the psalmist in Psalm 43. And immediately, while there are similarities, there are also some clear differences. The similarity is that the psalmist, again, is speaking of a downcast spirit. Why are you cast down, O my soul? He addresses himself. But in fact, it appears there is an intensifying that makes his condition even more compounded. For he uses words like, why have you rejected me? It's not in Psalm 42, it is here in Psalm 43. It's not just a downcast spirit. In Psalm 42, we saw a sense of distance. Well, this time he speaks of being rejected. And then the psalmist in Psalm 43 speaks of mourning. But then there are also improvements, we may say, in Psalm 43, because now he calls his God my exceeding joy. Eh dito makikita natin na maaring pagsabayin ang damdamin ng isang mananampalataya na maaring siya'y nababagabag, maaring siya'y nabibigatan, ngunit sa kabila o kasabay man noon ay kinikilala niya ang Diyos na kanyang kagalakan. Now what is added, I believe, in Psalm 43 that improves from Psalm 42 is the tone of prayer. You also have that in Psalm 42. But in Psalm 43, the whole is addressed to God. It is in the posture of prayer. And that, I think, is a remedy for a downcast condition. And my message for this afternoon, my last message for the year 2018, is even from a downcast position, a believer can direct his prayer to God. Kahit sa kanyang nanlulupaypay na kalagayan, maaring ibigay ng mananampalataya ang kanyang panalangin sa Panginoon. Even from a downcast position, a believer can direct his prayer to God. Now, when downcast or depressed, we would more likely describe our condition as unable to pray. Napakahirap manalangin kung tayo ay nanlulupaypay. Some think that they are praying like hypocrites, so it is better not to pray because when they pray knowing that their spirit is downcast, they think God is not bothered by their prayers. And so they don't pray. They feel like hypocrites. Others feel that it is useless since they think that the Lord is not hearing anyway because perhaps of their sin, because of some condition that they think displeases the Lord. And so in such a condition, it is so hard to pray. And that, my brethren, is the temptation of the evil one. He wants nothing more than for a downcast believer to forsake praying to God. Ang pinakagusto ng kaaway natin ay pabayaan natin ang panalangin kung tayo ay nanlulupaypay. Maaring tuksohin niya tayong magkumahog sa mga ritual ng espiritual na gawain, Ngunit gusto niyang isara ang pintuan ng ating pananalangin. So am I speaking to anyone of you here who probably is in that condition? Something happened in your life this year, 2018, and because of that, or perhaps a series of events in your life, it has made your prayer life barren. It has closed the door to your closet, and you don't have that one-on-one. Perhaps you are able to maintain some posture, maintain some motion, to be able to join the people in prayer, but one-on-one, are you a praying man, a praying woman, as you conclude the year 2018? But perhaps you are asking, what can I pray when I am in such a downcast condition? Ano bang maari kong ipanalangin kung ako ay nasa kalagayang lupaypay, bagsak sa aking diwa, sa aking espiritu? Well, following the psalmist, may I suggest two resolutions that we can put in the language of praying even when we are downcast. First is, prove the right. It is a prayer to God, prove the right. Patunayan mo ang tama. And the second is, praise the Lord. Purihin ang Panginoon. Sa dalawang bagay na yan, anuman ang kalagayan mo, lupaypay ka man, bagsak ka man, maari mong ibigay sa Panginoon ang ganitong panalangin. The first is the psalmist praying for God to prove the right. Now, the words of our ESV are not that helpful because it translates the words, "Vindicate me, O God. Defend my cause." And this sounds like a self-defensive prayer. And that is not what the psalmist is actually praying. In the old translations, the word is, "Judge me. Hatulan mo ako." And when you ask God to judge you, it's not talking of God punishing you. Praying to God for judgment means for God to show to you what is right and what is wrong. And this is what the psalmist is praying. He is not praying, prove me right. It is just a selfish prayer that assumes one is in the right. His prayer is for God to show him and to prove to him what is right. And this is, in other words, a prayer for guidance. Prayer for guidance to know what is right. Let me tell you, it's always seasonable to pray. In whatever condition you are, laging napapanahon na ipanalangin natin ang patnubay ng Diyos sa panahon na hindi natin alam ang dapat na tahakin, ano ang dapat nating direksyon. May mga panahon, naririnig natin mga patotoo sa dalawang linggong nakaraan, naririnig natin ang mga panahon sa buhay ng isang mananampalataya na tila siya'y ligaw, hindi niya alam ang pupuntahan. And it is at such a time that this becomes, at any time, a seasonable prayer when you ask God, tell me what is right. Prove to me what is right. We are downcast often because we are at a loss for direction. And this often happens when we insist on a direction that we are sure we was right at the beginning, and only to find a mess down the road. Nangyayari yan sa atin, hindi ba pinipilit natin ng isang direksyon at pagkatapos sa kalagitnaan, gulo ang ating dinaratnan. And we realize what a foolish course it was to begin with. And then we find ourselves enveloped with a sense of failure, a sense of frustration, even embarrassment before God. And we are tempted at such a time to abstain from praying. Alam ko ang ganyang damdamin na napahiya ka, na may pinilit kang isang bagay at ang kinalagyan mo ay kaguluhan lamang at napipipi ka sa pananalangin sa iyong Diyos. Nakakahiya matapos mong ipilit ang sarili mong direksyon. But the psalmist here models the one prayer that we can still direct to God from that downcast posture. And when you pray, prove to me what is right. You know what that means is you are prepared to admit that you've chosen the wrong. And that's what makes it a difficult prayer to utter. Aminin na ikaw ay nagkamali ng pinili mong direksyon. But if you will make that your honest prayer, it will have to be in the spirit of penitence, of admitting something went wrong. Every driver here, I'm sure, has made a wrong choice, trying to avoid traffic, and then you turn to a way that leads you to worse entanglement. And that's just traffic. You'll get away with that soon. In life, it often is costly when you make a wrong choice. But that's just the grace of God. When you are there on the wrong path and you are downcast because of the wrong choice, here is a prayer that you can direct to God, provided that you are truly and honestly seeking His direction. Prove to me what is right. I've chosen the wrong thing. Now tell me what is right, and I am prepared to follow the right. So the challenge for the downcast is pray for the grace to do the right thing, even amidst a sense of having done the wrong. Ayun ang isang mahirap pag alam mong may nagawa kang mali, may pinili kang maling direksyon, at ngayon dumadalangin ka na ituro sa iyo ang tama. But the end of the year is a good time as any to make such a prayer. Certainly, we must be conscious of the wrong things we have done this year. We more easily give up on ourselves, actually, than God does. When you have chosen the wrong path and you stumble, you often interpret the stumbling as God giving up on you. Not so. On the contrary, when you stumble on the wrong path, it is God saying, I love you too much to let you go on that wrong path, and I let you stumble. Magkapatid-patid ka, magkandarapa ka, mas mabuti kaysa magpatuloy ka sa pagtakbo, paglakad sa maling direksyon. And the Lord Himself, as it were, by providence, trips your legs and you fall down because God won't give up on you. I told you of Jonah last week, how he damaged his testimony in the eyes of pagans because he was running away from the Lord. Instead of going to the direction of Nineveh, he went to the opposite direction of Tarshish. It was humiliating for him. He was thrown overboard by the pagan sailors because he admitted he disobeyed God. But you know, I just went past my devotion on Jonah 3 verse 1. After he was swallowed by the fish, he was spewed out on another place. And Jonah 3 1 says, the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. It's a very gracious statement. It tells us that our God is the God for second timers. And for some of us, if you would admit, we're worse than second timers. We may be third timers and fourth timers. And yet, time and again, God uses some providential difficulty, some providential heaviness to spew us out in order to receive again that word a second time, a third time. That's not your direction. I told you to go to Nineveh, and whatever it is the Lord is telling you to go to, the very stumbling is God's way of telling you, I have not given up on you, my child. That's why your wrong direction became a mess. So praying to be directed to the right, it's not the same as praying to feel good about a course of action. Many times, the foolish course is decorated with all kinds of pleasant emotion to make it attractive. And perhaps you ran into a wrong course this year. And the very act of running makes it exciting. There's a thrill. And then you stumbled again as proof that the Lord is not giving up on you. So when you pray for light, as the psalmist here prays, when you pray for the Lord's guidance, it is like a man from darkness, and when you go to the light, it hurts your eyes. And that happens when you finally choose to turn to the right course. There is hurt. It is the hurt of someone accustomed to darkness and now finally following the light of God. Remember that the hurt is because of being accustomed to what is wrong. It's not because you are still doing the wrong thing. When you choose the light coming from darkness, it will hurt your eyes. And take courage from the fact that that is the way God deals with his people even in the past. We see this in the Psalms. We see this in history. One of the great preachers of history was John Wesley, the Methodist preacher. Yet before he became a preacher, he made a mess of his life. He went to America to become a pastor even before he understood the gospel. And not only that, he courted a woman that only ended up in a mess. And he went back humiliated to England. And that's where the Lord met him with the gospel. And from that humiliation and frustration, God made of him a preacher who has made such an impact upon many. And all I'm saying is that the mess that we have created because of a wrong course is not meant to finish us, not meant to end us. It is meant to prepare us. So this is one prayer we can make in a downcast position. Prove the right. Tell me what is right, and I will follow that course. But there's a second resolution that the psalmist here, in fact, makes both in Psalm 42 and in Psalm 43, and that is praise the Lord. Both psalms end with a resolve, hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation and my God. And what that tells us is that there is always a right reason to praise the Lord from whatever condition we find ourselves in. Anumang kalagayan, matagpuan mo ang iyong sarili, may palaging dahilan na ikaw ay magpuri sa Panginoon. Here, the psalmist grounds the resolve to praise on the most basic of favors. He calls him my salvation and my God. Those are the irreducible minimum of blessings for a true believer. That he is saved, that he has his God. Whatever else he does not have, he has those two blessings. He stands in relation to God. He has the salvation favor of God. And I'm telling anyone here who cannot claim those favors, whatever of this world you may have in terms of achievements, in terms of accumulation, whatever it is you have, if you do not have God as your Father and you are not saved, the Bible has one thing to say about that in Ephesians 2 verse 12, without God and without hope in the world. If you can look no further than next year for your life, probably you still see some good prospect. But I'm telling you, without God in Christ, your prospect is bad when you talk of eternity. But if you are a believer, this is what you have, whatever else you do not have. The psalmist speaks of my salvation and my God. But the problem for some Christians is that even this has become a blurred blessing to them. Nagiging malabo. Maaring masyado mong sinusukat ang buhay mo ngayong taon sa panukat din ng mundo. Maaring ang pananalita mo ay ang pananalita na rin ng mundo. Life is measured in the same way that worldlings measured theirs. Material, physical, personal, vocational, and everything else. Because if you cannot praise God for nothing else than your vocation, those are things even unbelievers can say. What distinguishes a Christian's praise is that he can praise the Lord for his salvation and his God. It may be that your praise of the Lord has become a faint exercise, or worse, feigned. Ginagawang kunwari. Maaring inaawit mo sa mga himno pero wala sa puso mo ang pagpuri sa Panginoon. No exaltation of your spirit. Again, before the end of the year, be able to resolve with the psalmist, I will yet praise Him. And because there is a reason, whatever else you do not have. In fact, let me say, if the psalmist can make it a resolve, if an Old Testament saint has reason to praise the Lord for His favors, so much more of us who are on the side of fulfillment in Christ. They are talking of favors in terms of what yet will be done. We can talk of favors of what already was done by the Lord Jesus Christ. This is much more precious. And if there is a note of praise in the Old Testament Psalms, there must be much more because of the New Testament gospel. So are you ending this year with a resolve to praise? Kung aminin natin, malimit ang nararamdaman natin ay kung ano ang wala sa atin. Madaling idikdik sa atin ang mundo through media, through advertisement, the things that people enjoy, and the suggestion is, if you do not have those things, your life is not complete. And sometimes, even when your life is blessed, yet there are those things that make us feel bad because of what we do not have. Now, John Rockefeller was one of the richest men during his time. He was the owner of Standard Oil Company at the time, giving light to households using lamps. But then Thomas Alva Edison introduced electricity and Rockefeller criticized it no end. But of course, this was just resistance to change and because it threatened his enterprise. But even Edison, already rich because of his electricity, when Nikola Tesla introduced alternating current, he too criticized it. He could not stand change that is better than his comfort zone. That's human nature. When you are in comfort, you think you have the best, and then something happens that will change your comfort. And you think God is forsaking you. No, He is not. If changes are happening, it is because He's got something better. And therefore, let it translate into praising the Lord. So the challenge is, let something of God and His gospel favors stimulate the spirit of praise in you. Hayaan mong ang kaisipan ng mga pabor ng Diyos, lalo ang ebanghelyo, ang siyang pumukaw sa iyong pagpupuri sa Panginoon. As I said, these last two reflections on this year end is to reflect on our spiritual standing. Forget for a while the blessings on your vocation. Forget for a while the blessings on your health. Those are precious blessings. Have time to thank God for them. But for this reflection, I am challenging you to think of your relationship with God. Are you still praising the Lord? Nagpupuri ka pa ba sa Panginoon. Notice that the psalmist puts this in the language of resolve. I will yet praise Him, he says. It is not just wish. I hope to be prompted to praise Him. Or may I feel enough reason to praise Him. The psalmist is making it a resolve. I will do it. Amidst his downcast condition, he resolves to praise the Lord. It is a resolve of will. And if that is something that one in a downcast position can resolve, you and I, in whatever condition you may be, should be able to resolve that. In fact, it should be a note of our daily life. Psalm 145 verse 2 says, every day I will praise you and extol your name. That's every day. Araw-araw. Mayroon ka bang dalang papuri para sa iyong Diyos? Bago ang mga bagay na gusto mong mangyari sa iyong trabaho, sa kabuhayan, sa kalusugan, sa pamilya, mas magandang ipanalangin ang lahat ng iyon. Ngunit bago ang mga bagay na iyon, may handog ka bang papuri sa iyong Panginoon? Paglapit mo sa Kanya, mag-isip ka ng isa niyang katangian na dahilan para mo siya purihin. Dahilan sa Kanyang kabanalan, dahilan sa Kanyang kadakilaan, dahilan sa Kanyang kalakhan o anong pamang mga katangian niyang sukat na dahilan para purihin siya. Hindi ka mauubusan kung pinag-iisipan lamang. You will not run out of reasons to praise the Lord. That's why the psalmist can say every day, I will praise Him. So, you ask, as we use the text in our testimony time, what shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits to me? Let the world end the year with complaining. Let the world end the year with their constant barrage of angry notes as to how their lives are turning. It behooves the true people of God to end this year with praise. I told you of Leah Sharibu last week. Here is another one. Andrew Branson was an American pastor who spent 2 years in jail in Turkey and only recently released. He was accused of terrorism and espionage by the dictatorship of President Erdogan. 2 years in jail for something you are not guilty of. When he was released, he gave his testimony to Christianity Today, a Christian journal. And one thing he said, and I quote, I declared every day in prison, I declared every day, God loves me. He is true. He is faithful. He has not abandoned me. Every day in prison, he talked about the love of God, about the faithfulness of God, about the truth of God. You and I are not in prison, but whatever it is that makes life heavy as you close this year, we have reason to say as much every day. God loves me. God is faithful. God is true. And He has not abandoned me. And therefore, with the psalmist, let us resolve, I will praise the Lord because He is my salvation and my God. But let this be the last question. How close are you to God as you end the year 2018? Gaano ka kalapit sa Diyos sa pagtatapos ng taong ito? Paano mo sinimulan ang taon? Paano mo tatapusin? Ipaghambing mo ang iyong magiging relasyon sa Diyos. Are you praying more? Are you in communion with God more? Or are you living your life meaningfully for no other reason than your satisfaction with work, your satisfaction with your life on earth, but what about your relationship with the Lord? May our resolve be to be closer to God as we end this year, 2018. Let's close in prayer. Dakila naming Diyos sa aming mahabaging Ama, sa pagtatapos ng taong ito, Panginoon, naway gamitin mo ang pinagbulayan naming awit upang kami ay magsuri ng aming sarili at tingnan namin ang aming pananalangin sa iyo, sapagkat natutunan namin dito na sa pinakabagsakmang kalagayan, ang isang tunay na alagad ay maaring manalangin sa iyo. Help us, Lord, to direct our prayers to you even when we are downcast. It is such a time that it is easy to be tempted to be prayerless, to close our closet of prayer to you, and to just go through the motions in public prayer. But we pray that at such a time, we may learn to still direct our prayer to you in the most seasonable ways that we learn from this psalm. We can pray to you to prove the right. And to pray to prove the right is not the same as proving me right. To pray to prove the right is to ask for your guidance, to tell us what is right, and to know what is wrong. And we often have to pray that at times when we know we have made a wrong choice, of course. And if we are in such a course, in your mercy and love, you even trip us with your providence, and we find ourselves stumbling. And we sometimes think it is because you have given up on us, but on the contrary, it is a sign that out of your love and mercy, you will not let us to go through and continue on the wrong course, and thus we stumble. And we pray, O Lord, that we may take pause and truly pray to be shown your light, to be directed to the right course. And when we do, the light initially will hurt our eyes accustomed to darkness. But we pray that we may persevere and by your grace continue to go to the right path. Thank you, Father, that you are not giving up on us even when we have chosen the wrong course. We find ourselves like Jonah many times when your word comes to us a second time, perhaps a third or fourth time or worse. And yet you are still there in times of our failure. We pray that we may understand how blessed we are, that you are gracious to us. And may we make it part of our resolve in prayer to praise you. For there is always a reason to praise you. We will never run out when we think of your greatness. And just as the psalmist here exemplifies to us, we are to praise you because you are our salvation and you are our God. Some here may not be able to say that, and whatever they have in this world, they are in spiritual misery that they do not know of. We pray that you may awaken them and realize their plight. But for us, Lord, whatever it is that we may enjoy in this world will be of no meaning unless we rejoice most in the greatest favor you could ever give to a sinner, and that is our salvation favor in Jesus Christ. And thus, in whatever condition, we may and we must resolve to praise you. In the language of the psalmist, every day I will praise you and extol your name. Tulungan mo, Panginoon, na tunay kaming magpuri sa iyong pangalan. May we not just end up going through the motions of it. Put in our hearts, fill us with thoughts of praise for who you are, for what you are, and what you have done in Jesus Christ. And thus, as we have sung, we pray that this end of the year, we will seek to be of closer walk with our God. And may this prepare us for the coming year. And we pray that all this will redound to your praise and to our own profit, to resolve to be men and women of God at the end of the year and at the beginning of the year. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen.